So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, it is Dom time, and we are loaded up. Are you a talk radio listener who thinks we shouldn't criticize Republicans or even the president at times? Well, you can always tell me that. I was thinking about starting off what is just a unbelievable, it's a perfect storm in New Jersey, and I'll get to it in just a minute. Perfect storm. Where the state troopers who endorse, it's not me, they do it, the cops over there, they endorse every Democrat, every election cycle, they're a union too. They get told pretty much due to the low numbers or the high numbers of minorities that are being stopped, that every time you stop someone for anything as a state trooper, could be a constitutional crisis, could be a constitutional issue. So what do they do? They go on an 8-month slowdown, even at the upper levels. The head, Pat Callahan, Mr. Go After People during COVID. Remember that guy? He's out. And now Mikey Sherrill has to decide what to do. And there are all kinds of lawsuits, of course. So what they did is they decided somehow or another, and everybody seemed to go along with it, don't write as many tickets, don't stop as many people. Now, I'm not being critical of them for that. But I am being critical of their union for never endorsing a Republican, because Republicans are not going to say that to you. What do you need? Democrats never have your back. And I say that to the FOP here, too. You know, I just had the worst thought come into my head. I got to go on the record. And Henry knows, and a lot of people know, my just lifelong friendship. And that will never shatter, with John McGrody, for example. Okay, the VP. I got to say it. But if they do what they did before, look, I get it when Shapiro was running against Mastro. I don't know who in the world, you're certifiable if you would endorse Doug Mastriano for anything. He's a nice enough guy personally, but he's nuts. And you're nuts if you're involved with him. So they went for Shapiro. Mascherano doesn't even recognize unions, was their argument. Are they going to endorse this weasel of all time weasels? He is beyond he's not even a weasel. He is the king of things. He's just a chameleon of the highest order, Josh Shapiro. We have Senator Coleman coming back on today. He's the guy we had on with Shapiro and the CDL. We're going to get him. Remember that whole thing, his outfit? Yeah, they're here illegally. Give them a CDL and a real ID. But people want to know about the guesstimate, I guess, of $1 million. We'll see if it's that high. In security measures for his home in Abington. Undisclosed, you're not allowed to know. They had to do something extraordinary to state Senate, good on them, to start to unravel it with this guy. But I'm telling you right here and right now, there is no way, I just think it would be fraudulent on my part, that I could have anything to do with the FOP if they endorse Shapiro in this. I'm thinking about it. It's way down the line. I can't take it anymore. And I'm thinking about that with the New Jersey State Police. So now there's big problems. And there were big problems with Phil Murphy and these vicious attorneys general he put in there. So I understand protecting himself. I'm all on board with it. But if you're a cop, state cop, and if you're at the top, you can't stop enforcing egregious things. And with Jersey drivers, there's a lot there to work with, right? So what happened? The crashes went up. More people died. Our buddy Mike over at the Wake Up Jersey. I know he had a guest during his time. He only gets a lunchtime to get him on. He's got a big story on this today. That's where I got it. New York Times has it. So people actually died as a result of this. What's Mikey Sherrill going to do? She's going to put somebody in there that will do the same thing with the police. So your union should never endorse a Democrat. Now, in the case of Doug Mastriano, I got it. Maybe just stay out of it. But it gets harder and harder when you see this stuff. I don't think they went after Krasner enough, the police union this time, with the John McNesby there, they certainly did. With a guy heading it up now, they didn't go after Krasner. What are we supposed to do then? What am I supposed to do? So I'm just putting it out there because Shapiro particularly would just be incredible. But progressives, sometimes it's silly. Many times they'll get you killed. All right? And this Jersey story, it seems to be like an 8-month slowdown, is a perfect example. And even, I agree even with the New York Times on this, the crashes are there, the death toll's higher. Why? Because of progressives. You know, we could go through this whole thing again. Are we still saying, and they're very professional, I think, not only that, is there any group of cops that looks better? I don't know if they're fitter. They might be. I know in trainings. But their uniforms are spectacular. Pennsylvania State Police? God. I don't know how you wear that every day. It's got to be difficult. So 855-839-1210. This is life and death. It's right here. Could be anybody listening dies because of progressives, because we're stopping too many people of color. That's what all this was about. They were scared to death. It's unraveling. And now, instead of Jack Cittarelli being there to straighten it out, Mikey Sherrill, oh my God, what will she come up with? You can just imagine. And I understand if you're a cop, you got to be thinking, uh-oh, is this a minority? And it's not even giving a ticket or punishment, it appears to be just a mere stopping is the thing that's at issue. Now, certainly, and you could set whatever number of years you want. We know about discrimination. We know about people being stopped in the past because of minority status. Okay, I get that. Does that mean we're just going to continue with this nonsense? I'm still waiting for the Commonwealth Court decision on Philadelphia rewriting their own rules, where what happens is they send you a ticket in the mail if you shouldn't be, you know, your vehicle's deficient. You know about that, right? That's still ongoing. These are the things that get people killed. And then we forget about them. You know, I know it's hard. We have to go on living our lives. It's my job to try to remind. It's my job to dig this stuff out. That's the way that I see it. Same thing. It pains me today. President Trump was correct. His executive order, let's not get in the weeds. It essentially curtails the power of the federal unions, or at least it tries to. Remember that? Well, 13 Republicans, along with Democrats, voted to advance the legislation that tries to stop the Trump executive order. Among them, yeah, Brian Fitzpatrick, of course, unbelievable. You know, and Brian, I don't know if you're dodging us. You know, you've come on over the air. You think he's dodging us now, Henry?
I think it's just three unrequited emails now. After having some correspondence with them for a little.
So Dave out there, Dave knows who he is, Henry. Dave, just tell him. They just say, we're never coming on. We don't like that guy. Just say it. Brian, say it. Say, have your guys say it. No. And you can tell me why. But what cowardice not to answer it. Particularly since you're the leading figure here on the Republican side, I think, in the big healthcare thing. Sadly, it was Jeff Van Drew and Ryan McKenzie. Tom Kane in Jersey, the son. Yeah, of course, he would do it. Then you have the New Yorkers. Almost all those New York Republicans voted for it. Chris Smith in Jersey. He voted, too. 13 Republicans went along with that. When Trump is trying to curtail one of the things that we all know causes so much trouble, the power of the federal unions. And we've seen that multiple times, and we know whose side they're on. And I think Trump was right on it, trying to do something that maybe will strike a change. Okay, those are a few things. I got a lot more coming up. We're going to talk, as I said, with this Senator Coleman, who was with us before, about how does Josh Shapiro put a crazy amount of money in security on his home? And Josh, why would you be doing that? I'm going to ask him, did anybody on the state police be held accountable for their lapses? No. Do we even know? Does he publicize the reason why he was attacked? No, he downplays it. And then he has the nerve to put in on his own, apparently, hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million, that will stay with his home when he's out of office and he sells it or, you know, passes it on or whatever. Wow. All right, let me give you the side question. Henry and I were going back and forth, and I thought one, I am not a fan, and I've been invited before, Henry. I'm not a fan. I think it's like hard to believe that the Pennsylvania Society these next 2 days is meeting in New York. You're the Pennsylvania Society. Why in the world would I ever look up to anybody in New York? They have a rotten accent to start with. Their arrogance is unbelievable. And I don't defend some of these animal Philadelphia fans, some of them. But are we supposed to believe they're actually worse than these New Yorkers?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. The New York Knicks fans, there's very few basketball fan bases. There's two that bother me, the Knicks fans and the LA fans getting up at halftime and leaving.
Oh, that always bothers me. That's export.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's that type of town.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. Yes.
Okay. So we are looking, though. The Eagles play Vegas. You know, when you hear the Raiders all weekend long, you forget. At least I did. Until the last call. Oh, that's right. Vegas. The Las Vegas Raiders. So we're looking for a person, place, trend, thing outside the box. You can't say gambling. We know. Come on.
It's not going to win. You can say it. It's right. Not going
to
win.
Associate. Well, don't, I'm not going to go to you even. It's too much of a time waster. Associated with Las Vegas. I said fictional. One of my favorite all-time characters, Mo Green. There's not even a statue to his name, but I didn't ask. It's not my business. I know he was talking loud. Not only that, they just didn't kill him when they shot him through the eye glass.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a, as he's getting a massage, they brought together the whole Vegas thing. And I will take off the slogan, what happens in Vegas stays mm-hmm. in Vegas. Now, that is a devastating, tremendous slogan. It really works.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, is there a better one in the country for any city?
There's no. No. City of brotherly love. Yeah. What happens
in Vegas. I feel like
Vegas.
People more make fun of that now than anything.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, you can't, the Big Apple, what happens in Vegas.
Oh.
I got the winner. You keep saying it. City of Angels, what happens in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'll take two off the board. First one to take off is love. Las Vegas leads the United States in weddings per year with over 114,000.
Oh my God.
So,
wow, nice research.
Yeah, you know, you don't need to file for any, you know, licenses or anything like that. You can just get hitched just like that. The other one I'm going to take off, there was
By the way, Henry, yeah. You're relatively new to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I was in a rush. Ro and I were running a summer camp, and I left the wedding license that I just got at the office at a phone booth then. There were payphones then. And it was closed up. So I said, of course, we're still going to get married. The guy said, no, you're not. I had to go to the home of a guy who lived outside the city to get on Saturday morning that I got married.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, you got to do it.
And Rose still did it. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's a great story. That's a great story.
Oh,
The other one I'm going to take off, there was a 16-year-old baseball phenom at one point, so good that he had to go play college baseball.
Exactly.
High school baseball it was too easy for him. And because he did 2 years of college before being 18 years old, he was eligible for the MLB draft. He was taken first overall, you know, as he was a phenom, by the Washington Nationals. Some odd years later, he's the biggest free agent signing in Philadelphia sports history.
Oh,
I'm, of course, talking about number three, Bryce Harper.
Who now is apparently getting blood.
That was an interesting visual.
Yeah, well, Tiger did it first.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. When I'm taking my own blood out and putting it back in, wow.
Just recharging it, yeah.
That seems a little bit crazy, but okay.
But like, hey, whatever works. If he comes back out, hits another 35 home runs next year, I'm all set for it.
Gotcha.
I'll do it myself.
Kirk, how about yours? I think that's in the small print of the contract Greg Stocker has. If Dom wants to do a remote in which blood is moved back and forth,
I'll pass.
Well, you better check the small print. That's a 38-page contract.
I'm not squeamish, so I'll do it.
Oh, God. All right, Kirk, what's yours?
So I'm going to go for a hat trick. I'm going to go for the Brat Pack back in the day.
Yep.
I'm going to go for Vegas buffets.
Oh, yeah.
And the massive amount of hotels in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes. All good. They're great ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's leave something on the bone here.
They're
busily out there. By the way, that's okay. we will be, we have Time Magazine. I'll get into that coming up. You can't just say Trump. That's why we don't take it on the side thing, because that's all it would be. Trump shouldn't be the person of the year this year. It ought to be Charlie Kirk. All right? You could argue Trump, but I think it's Charlie Kirk. Oh, no, not the little minions over at Time and the... Their cover is blasphemous for what they lifted and how they put it on their cover. It looks like AI did it. But we have the caller of the year, and Scott of Mount Laurel has said he is not going to participate, the caller of the year last year, following the Earl of Tacony edict when he didn't participate to give somebody else a chance at caller of the year. I wish they would participate.
What about defending your title?
Yes, I'm going to try to talk him out of that. Same thing with Earl. Now that he didn't defend his title, is he coming back this year? We'll find out.
Ooh.
But I want to know the local person of the year, which it's take us a week or so to get this. I have a couple of negative ones that I found on Twitter that I thought were brilliant. That these people ought to be, given the fact they're that negative, and yet they have a lot of power locally. They convince people. You can always say this, regional is what we mean by local, not just Philadelphia. We mean the whole area that Talk Radio 1210 reaches, include Pennsylvania and Jersey in it. Who's the person of the year? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. I think I hear Via. There you go. Yeah, we hear Viva Las Vegas coming up. Vegas Eagles, so something associated with that. I'm working something up for tomorrow, too, because we have the big Army-Navy game. The preview of that, I'll be going to and interviewing people there. This is going to be unusual. On December 13th, that's tomorrow, that's Saturday, at the Manayunk Brewery, you'll be able to get prizes, drink specials, we'll talk, and all proceeds go to the Navy League of Philadelphia. That's where you get your tickets, NavyLeaguePhilly.org, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. I think a lot of people that listened to the show that we met the other night at the Scott Jennings event said they're coming, and I haven't watched Army-Navy in a while, so I might do both.
It's my
something.
Favorite game.
Okay.
This is a first for me because I'm going to be there too.
Oh, you'll be there.
Yeah,
I'll be there with
you. Yep.
I might do something side tomorrow, you know, something associated with Army. We might have to do Army and Navy. Or should I shut Army out because I'm rooting for Navy since this is a Navy event? You can let me know.
Associated with the Navy. I like
yeah.
that.
Oh,
like
yeah. The Navy. Yeah, let's do the Navy.
Because Army, you always get like MASH and, you know,
yeah,
the usual suspects.
Yeah, we have Alan West on all the time. Let's do Navy this time. We've almost never done that. So be thinking. They're big in the news, too, at least nautical is. We got a lot on the seizure of that oil tanker. It wasn't outrageous. We have sanctions on them. They're not supposed to be running oil to countries, and they got caught, and we have the oil now. How long can Maduro go if he doesn't have drug sales and oil sales? Maybe not too long. You know, but again, it would be good if Maduro's out of there. I think our real play is with Mexico and what they allow. That's where the action is. All right, here is Benny Thompson. Now, this guy is clownish, to put it mildly, but Democrats think he's important. He's the guy that was the chairman of the J6, the January 6th Commission. So today is the global threats testimony, okay, the investigation before Congress. They have a committee on that. Okay. Progressives were not called as a global threat. They are, wherever they are. But Kristi Noem, he tells her, why don't you resign, even before she has a chance to answer a question, before President Trump fires, I think he says. And then they're talking about the killing of that young woman in the National Guard right before Thanksgiving. And Thompson dismisses this. Here's how it sounded.
What you did. Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
Well, wait a minute. Who's the chairman there? How about don't be a moron and she'll answer the question is my response. Now go right ahead. These are written down. They have staff in advance. And this guy, boy, and I, Kristi Noem didn't miss a nanosecond to get in there. All right, let's hear the rest of it.
That's it.
Oh, okay, that was enough. Democrats had a guy the other day saying, how do we not know it's luggage on those boats versus drugs? Samsonite. But because that's their first instinct with this, minimize everything. That unfortunate accident. Now I want to continue. No, you're not going to continue. All right. Dick Morris is in the On Deck Circle. He's got a new book out about Charlie Kirk. He worked with him during the 2024 campaign. Dick Morris, remember, he used to be on the station. Master, I'm going to ask him about affordability, though. I think President Trump has too many people telling him, even in talk radio, well, the economy's great. You know, don't let them, don't stoop down to this level of affordability. I'm not one of them. I have one thought in mind. I want to win. I'm not playing games here. I think we're playing games here. I think people are whistling past the midterms. I am scared to death of the midterms. They want to get at Trump. We have these Trump voters, if he's not on the ballot, who will not come out and vote. And we don't have anything to run on when it comes to health care. We don't want to give in to the Obamacare, affordable care. All we have is guys like Brian Fitzpatrick with nutbag plans. And I think we're thinking, yeah, the economy's great. Shut up with affordability. We're not going to get into all that. It's a hoax. If that's your attitude, you must want to lose. And then a year from now, less than a year from now, we'll be saying, oh, man, here we go. A slog of two more years where Trump can't get anything done because you know every single second what they'll be up to. They're in the minority and they're difficult to brush aside. Imagine if they have the majority in the House. So this has to be the Manhattan Project. This has to be all out. We literally have to win. He's on a roll, but you're not going to be on a roll. It's not like it'll be a limited roll. It will stop dead. And I just think there are too many of these voices still. Well, you know, the economy's great. What are these people talking about? Yeah, the stock market today set a high. I mean, there are a lot of things that are tremendous. But have we convinced people enough? Now, I know in 2026, big, beautiful bill and some other things. I see all the upsides. But when I'm looking at the adversary, Like this week, I'm playing the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not just touting we can't lose to these guys. I'm thinking I want to make that as close of a statement as humanly possible. What do I have to do to make it almost 100% we can't lose to this team? Same thing with the Democrats. Rather than just touting, well, look at all we've done, we should beat them. If I had to put it, if it were held right now, who would win? Democrats. You know it. And I, when a tepid loser like Mikey Sherrill, I have to be sitting in this chair and at 8:43 hear that she's the governor in Jersey versus a guy who ran an all-out great campaign in Jack Cetarelli. I know where the momentum is. Yeah, but it shouldn't be that way. I don't care how it should be. I care about only one thing, how to stop them. Every single day you have to wake up. Who can I vote? What can I do to stop progressives, to stop liberals? That's the mission. And it never ends because they're not going to end. And we know what happens. Look at what they did, I told you, in the ticket scandal in Jersey. All right, Dick Morris, we'll talk a little Charlie Kirk, who should have been Time's Man of the Year. And I'll ask him about affordability, about those issues. What would he do? Straight ahead with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dick Morris might be advising the president at this moment. We'll catch up with him maybe. We'll see how I'm feeling at that point. All right, 855-839-1210. you can get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. So we have 13 Republicans now. Trump was right on the executive order on the big federal unions. They voted to discharge it, take it out of committee. Okay, that's fine, because I would like to see a vote. I think that means they're going to vote against the president on the executive order and restore the power to the federal unions. I don't get it. We'll get Jeff Andrew on at some point. He's one of them. Ryan McKenzie, and of course, Brian Fitzpatrick. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. He and I might differ a little bit today. We'll see. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Tom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
I'm only calling in early because I hear the fear in your voice, Tom, and I want to try to allay them fears a little bit, okay? We have 7 seats that are going to come our way just because of the gerrymandering in Indiana and in Texas. We're going to have an economy. I know that we've been saying this, and you're playing the long game. I get it. But the economy is going to be at a 5-6% growth come May or June. And I think that our chances for the midterms are a lot better than people think they are right now.
Okay. Well, I would counter with this. And I think these are right now, and I mm-hmm. concede, with the big, beautiful bill and everything else, I think that's true. They're messing around with health care again. They haven't come together. Scott Jennings off air, Robert talking on air. They just haven't right. come together. Trump hasn't put the law down what he wants to do other than attacking the insurance companies, which is good. But what is their plan? I'm even okay. I don't know about you. Okay, another year of Obamacare subsidies, even though it's anathema to get past the midterms. The other issue here, though, in addition to that, is how do we get our voters out? They are going to come out of the woodwork to get at Trump. They can't do it, so they're going to get at the Republican representatives. Do you think he is really drilling down on getting his voters to come out?
I think that you're going to remember when before he ran in 2024,
right.
There was a series of appearances. You know, he was out, you know, whipping up. And I think he's going to do the same thing this time because I think he has the same fears that you have.
Well, wait a minute, if Robert. He did it the other night. And to me, it was totally deficient. The Mount Airy thing. He didn't even bring it up. I mean, he's going to barnstorm the country. But look, he gets juiced up. He wants to juice the crowd up. That's Trump. That's good. And if he's on the ticket, even messing up the script doesn't matter. They just want to vote for him. If he's not on the ticket, he's got to drill down. And I just don't see him doing that.
No, well, you're right about that. I mean, we dropped the ball in the municipals last time.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to this time, and I think Trump has learned, and I think he's going to be out a lot. You're going to have a lot of stadiums filled over the next
What is he going to say? Tell me what you would say. I'm an extremist on this, as you know. I would say, without naming them, if you don't vote, you cannot say you're a patriot. Don't look your kids in the eye and say you're a patriot. If you don't vote, you're not a patriot. Could he say something like that?
If he tells his voters, if you don't vote, I lose, I think they'll get out this time. I can't speak for 2027,
right.
But I think we're going to surprise people, not because things are so great, but if Trump just gets out there and has the appearances that he had in 2024, you see how he gets his people excited when he's out there.
Yeah, but they're non-voters, though. They don't show up and vote, though. Robert, he's not a guy who, look, I've been around it. I've talked to people, too. I get it. He wants to get the crowd entertained, fired up and all. That's all good. But some of this stuff might seem boring, what you and I are talking about, to an audience like that. He's got to tell them bluntly.
The audience doesn't, okay, I don't want to sound dismissive, but the audience doesn't care about that. If the audience sees Trump out there saying, I need you, get out here to vote over and over and over again, I think they're going to. But you make a lot of good points, Diamond. You have a lot of valid fears. I'm just a little more optimistic about it going forward than you are. I think,
well, I'm optimistic about some of these things ticking in, but I'm not sure. My dread is, how much if they get walloped with big health care premiums, does that take away some of the great economic news? Does it filter down? I'm all about time and urgency. I'm worried you're not as worried that it's going to filter out there as quickly as you and I would like.
I just think that the economy is going to be strong enough to override a lot of them concerns. But, Tom, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens as much as you are, brother, believe me. But I'll get right to the question. I wanted to get outside of the box of the typical things you think about Vegas, and I wanted to ignore the fact that they are home to my pathetic football team. But my answer to Tom, that's so bad, I'm telling you. But my answer to the side question is – casino rooftop nuclear bomb testing watch parties. People used to go up to the top of the casinos to watch the nuclear bombs going off in the desert. It was a different time, Don. You guys,
Robert,
have a great day, all right?
Probably smoking a lot of cigarettes as they were doing it, too. Can you imagine? Oh, man. Yeah, I think he beat somebody like Earl to the punch on that one because that's great research. You can imagine, yeah. Back in the day, they didn't think any of the nuclear stuff. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. I'd actually want to see that. I would kill to see that.
Well, you,
I'd go out to Vegas.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you got to be far away enough.
Yeah.
The blast doesn't get to you, but
it's a radioactive.
Saying, on top of it,
can you tell how far the radioactive? The wind blows.
Yeah, right.
The
wrong
way.
You hold your thumb up to the cloud, and if you're, you know, if your thumb overtakes the cloud, then you're far away that you're not going to get exposed to radiation.
Oh man. Write that one down at home, kids. Try
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, and the eventual nuclear fallout. Just remember that. Yeah.
Let's get Henry's thumb out there. Let's go have lunch. It's clear. I can see the cloud. I can't. I'm lining up putts with this. I don't know about I'm doing the nuclear. Oh, man. What a show. All right. 855-839-1210. Jesse Waters, I'm not going to play it now, though. Jesse Waters yesterday even talking about being very nervous. About not even nervous about the midterm, saying that we've lost already. I'm not going to say that. And all this stuff that's going to kick in, I agree. But I don't think Trump just barnstorming is enough. Yeah, he's going to be doing that. That's the plan. That's great. Got to make the... It's look, I'll admit it. It sickens me. I've said that in the aftermath of the Jersey thing. You get people all juiced up. They'll go to rallies. They love Trump. The Trump merchandise has sold $1 billion, I bet, over the course of time, maybe more. Yet actually getting out there and voting when he's not on the ballot, I think, was it Jennings the other night that said there was one race where we lost? Trump won the state, but they just voted for Trump. They didn't vote for the Senate. I mean, come on. I get the excitement around that. In other words, he's just got to be blunter. Straightforward at a rally 20 times. You got to understand. You want this country to be great. I'm putting it more bluntly. Does that work or am I too over the top? You know, if you don't vote, you're not a patriot. Isn't that true, first of all? If you don't do it, all this rally attending, all the red, white, and blue wearing doesn't matter. Because if progressives run the country or not even run it, if they're in position to curtail what's going on now, and you know they are seething. They are, look at the Philadelphia suburbs. All right, let me give you a couple of examples of ones I've seen on Twitter. First of all, as our person of the year, our local, you can hit me with a national too. I think Charlie Kirk would be my person of the year. I was stunned. First of all, that he was shot in the manner that he was. That happens to presidential candidates, not, you know, talk show host slash evangelical. It doesn't happen. Shocking. And then what came out of it is enormous. I've seen it up close, and it's incredible. So time chickens out, like they've done before, and they choose AI. Or I guess they're saying... they're choosing the people that brought us AI, many of whom I would like to curtail their freedom a bit for this disaster. But what can you do? All right. Somebody had a great one on Twitter. The Delco Democratic Council, Delaware County. How is it these people, they just certified, I think it was last night, a 19% increase on top of the 24% the last time around and on top of another one. It's staggering. And yet people voted for them overwhelmingly, and they're in good standing in Delaware County. The other one I would put there is Big Mouth Matt Bradford, the white guy from Montgomery County who stops black and Hispanic kids from school choice. The Big Mouth white guy from Montgomery County who is the talent hunter getting these Democrat candidates in line to take on people like our friend State Senator Penny Cook. All right, that guy. How does that guy have that kind of power? So in a negative way, he's one of my persons of the year. I'm shocked the power he has. He directs Josh Shapiro. Now, there's got to be some positive ones, too. So let's throw them into the mix. Who would be your local or regional, you know, across the area, person of the year that you just think in one way, shape, or form has been amazing? Could be in any walk, even sports, that counts. Our caller of the year, Scott of Mount Laurel, from last year, he'll be on at, what, 1:30 or so?
Yeah.
And we'll talk with him about he doesn't want to run this year, thinks it's unfair. We're losing them all. Earl didn't run last year. Same reason he was a caller of the year the previous year. I think most people think there's an odds-on favorite to be the caller of the year this year. But you never know. Once the voting starts, once that head-to-head match starts, I didn't think Scott of Mount Laurel was going to be the caller of the year last year. Yet he breezed through. I mean, he murdered Joe of Exton. It was not even close.
Shocker.
It was a shock. I wasn't even up. It was just brutal. Yeah. All righty. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side question, too. Something you associate with Vegas. There are a lot of them. And hit me with that local person of the year. And again, you know, you're not supposed to tell people, hey, we're on the cusp of something bad. So what, are we all going to get mad in November after we lose the midterms? A lot of theories why Republicans can't come up with anything that sticks. I'll give you one on health care. When they say health savings account, let's face it. Here's the thing. Some Republicans actually will come on, Henry, and they'll say, well, health care is a commodity, just like going to the grocery store and shopping. And I hold my breath. And then I say, hey, buddy, no, it's not. It is not. We're talking with healthcare, not which type of bread to get and prices of bread. You know what we're talking about. We are talking about life and death, or life to the fullest and life not to the fullest. That's not just any commodity. So you got to realize the human instinct is to get kind of scared if they think you're limiting anything here. And with the Democrats and the media, their henchmen, that's the pitch they make. How do Republicans get out of that box by saying, I want you to be able to make your own decisions, have your own money? Is that powerful enough? So far, they don't have anything. That's what is troubling. All right, so 855-839-1210, you can get in. Hey, first, let's talk about great health care, about my good friend, personal dental specialist, and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them, it's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Coley Bentz, a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care or perhaps a second opinion, you know where to go. Get that initial look-see if you have some dental benefits before the end of the year, they expire. Use them. Get that initial look-see with Dr. Bentz. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949, or visit their website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. That's Bentz, dentalgroup.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, somebody on Twitter, Casino. That's a good one. I love that film. I think that does capture Vegas pretty effectively.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you hate De Niro on him. I never get Pesci as the tough guy, though. Give me a break. That's not happening.
What is it? The voice? Is it
short? Too small. Yeah. I mean, you think those guys are, oh, yeah, but that's the whole point now. They're going to roll right over top of him. They're tough and they're big. I mean, come on. It just doesn't work.
Hey, he's scrappy, though.
Yeah, well. All right. So, side question. Something Vegas, with the Eagles playing Vegas Raiders this weekend. It's going to be wind chill factors and all that. I just saw on the a bit of snowfall. By the way, give you more details coming up, too. The Rocky statue. It's a little bit hard to understand what's happening here. But the great Sylvester Stallone is allowing them now to keep the original Rocky statue. That was in question. They were just going to keep the knockoff one. But I would say it. Reading it this morning, I needed a translator. I read another place that did it better than the Inquirer. But I'll explain what the fly in the ointment is here. Other than Stallone being connected with Trump, that's what they don't like. 46% of people in Philadelphia don't want, in the Inquirer poll, the Rocky statue to be there. It's guesstimated it drew 4 million people. I don't know what the Liberty Bell draws. I know it's a big draw. But I think when people come to Philadelphia now, they're saying, where's that Rocky statue? That's what I see every day. David in Lexington, South Carolina, is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I will say, I kind of agree with Robert from Bensalem. I think we're going to do okay. I think for the reasons he stated, I think we're going to be okay for the midterms.
So tell me about health care. How's that going to play out?
I wish I knew. I'm far from being that intelligent, but
no, David, you are intelligent. Come on, that's ridiculous. Come on, David, you can't get out of it. That you are. Come on, it's not going to play out well because just attacking to the insurance companies—that's a good play. But when people see this premium jump, if it happens, and I think it will, that is going to be something that sticks, that puts us behind the ape. I'm not saying it's easy. But I'm thinking that, and the other thing, David, is I'm calling the president out on that. He's not doing a good enough job of telling their voters, his voters, if you don't show up and vote this time, you're dead to me.
Yeah, that's, I agree with on that. So,
and if they do, if they do, we're going to win. If it's like it was in Jersey and Virginia and all that, we're not going to win.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree. He needs to definitely say this as a, if you don't vote, I lose.
Yeah, it's more than that. More than that, though. But he's got. Do you object to me saying if you don't vote, you're not a patriot?
No, I don't object to that. No,
okay, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you for my side answer. Since you took gambling off, I can't use Nick Kale. So I went with some low hanging fruit today. Not so much outside the box, but I'm going to go with legalized prostitution.
Yeah, I think when you're there, knowing it's legalized and you're out of the casinos, you think a lot of these women, while they're probably not, you think, are they prostitutes? I mean, it just has it.
And by the way, he was right out of the gate, right after you said that, put up the side question. Yeah. That was the first call within the first.
Yeah, within the first commercial of the commercial break.
Okay.
David and Lexington's calling in and going, prostitute,
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's a rival industry.
On cue.
I got to say, I'm leaning toward that nuclear thing, too, because it's not just they did it, but it shows you how wild it is. All right, think a little bit outside. The prostitution's a good one, though, without a doubt. All right, it's 855-839-1210. So you hear David and Robert, two stalwarts, two smart guys, say we're going to be fine heading to the midterms. I don't see it that way. And even if I did see it that way, let me put it to you this way. Even if I did see how we're going to be fine and all that, I am pulling out everything imaginable to assure that happens. In other words, I'm not saying we look pretty good. Doesn't matter to me. This is existential. This is not fooling around. Look at them. Look at what they will do if they take the House back, for example. Do you really think you're going to see the progress that we've seen? They are going to chip away instantly in any way, shape, or form. All the investigations stop. All the nonsense, it all stops. They're just going to play it out to 2028. That's what's going to happen. So do the odds favor them greatly? No. Do the odds favor Republicans? No, they don't. Yeah, but all these things are going to kick in. Okay. I know what's going to kick in, though, if they don't have a better solution. Healthcare premiums. And if I hear one more Republican saying we ought to treat it just like any other commodity, I think Rush even did that. I want to hear from you. Would you say that? Yeah, well, just look at healthcare like you're buying gas or something. It's not. It's life and death. You got to reassure people that what you're doing by what you're disrupting here, as bad as the current system is not going to limit care, is not going to impede them when they need something like that. So I think attacking the insurance companies as getting fat off this, excellent. Attacking Obama, excellent. Attacking and trying to drive down drug prices, excellent. But don't go around saying it's just like any other commodity. It's not. You just can't say that. Well, we ought to treat it like that. Well, I could listen on that. In other words, we ought to put sound economic principles in, etc. But I'm not going to utter those words. They live for that because they can scare people then. You're taking something away. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.